How often should you practice, really? This is one of the most common questions adults ask. How often should I practice? And just as often, the answers they hear make them feel worse rather than better. Daily practice is often presented as the only acceptable option. Miss a day and it feels like you failed. But for many adults, that expectation creates pressure, and pressure leads to avoidance. So let's talk honestly. For adults learning piano later in life, practicing 3 to 5 times a week is not only enough, it is often ideal. This may surprise you, but learning does not disappear just because you skip a day. In fact, rest days are an important part of learning. When you step away, your mind continues to process what you've played. Muscle memory settles. Understanding quietly deepens. This is why many people return to the piano after a short break and find things feel easier. What matters most is not the number of days in a row. What matters is returning consistently, without dread. If you practice 3 to 5 times a week and feel calm doing so, you are doing it right. Some weeks you may play more often, some weeks less. That flexibility is a strength, not a weakness. The goal is to build a rhythm that fits naturally into your life. Think of piano like a gentle walk rather than a strict exercise routine. You wouldn't punish yourself for skipping a walk one day. You would simply go again when it feels right. It's also important to recognize different types of practice days. Some days you will feel focused and engaged. Other days, simply sitting at the piano and playing something familiar is enough. Both count. If you ever find yourself thinking, "I don't have enough time today, so I won't practice at all," pause for a moment. Even 5 minutes keeps the connection alive. Short sessions are not lesser sessions. They are often the most sustainable. So instead of asking, "Did I practice every day?" try asking, "Did I return often enough that the piano still feels familiar and friendly?" That is the real question. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how long to practice and why shorter sessions often lead to better results and more enjoyment.